The podcast on data-driven decision-making in education was a very informative podcast on using data to accelerate school performance and students' achievement. The 21st century encompasses base blend learning are based on three elements. Element one is individualized, element two is personalized, and element three is customized. Individualized is based on needs, standard-based assessment data, and learning profile. Personalized are based on preferences, interests and abilities, perception data, and learning options. And customized is a cause for us to use technology, digital content, social networking, and online learning. The question we need to ask ourselves is, how well can teachers assess and act on data to inform instruction decision? When we use data, we are continually improving students' achievement. There are five elements that we continue improvement framework, which helps us to accelerate school performance and student achievement. The five elements are leadership, data coaches, data teams, establishing a data culture, and technology use. When we're using data to improve instructions, we go through three cycles. The first cycle that we go to is we collect and prepare a variety of data about student learning. After we have collected and prepared data about student learning, the next thing we do is we interpret that data and we develop an hypothesis about how to improve student learning. And once we interpret that data and come up and develop our hypothesis, we then modify our instructions to teach hypotheses and increase our student learning. School data use is resources used for informing instructional and school improvement school-wide. School data is collected across a grade level or content area about students' outcome and examined for patterns that can help inform the next step in the process of increasing students' achievement. The data analysis process is, first, we have the focus questions. Second, we interpret data and identify the gaps. Third, we analyze the root cause for the gaps. Fourth, rules for root cause and analysis process. The fifth process is root cause analysis process. The sixth is we develop a testable hypothesis. And last, we determine the effect of instructional interventions. Getting to the root cause of the problem, we must first focus on the student in the bottom one-third of the most recent assessment. These are the students that we focus on the most because they are the bottom one-third, and we're going to try to bring them up at least halfway. And the second step is we provide evidence and interventions that should be made for those students. Finally, we need to teach students to examine their own data and set learning goals. The way we do this is we explain explanation and assessment criteria. We then provide feedback that is timely, specific, well-formatted, and constructive. Thirdly, we provide tools that help students learn from feedback to increase individualization. And fourth, we use student data analysis to guide instructional changes and learning options. We provide support that fosters a data-driven culture. We have structured time for staff collaboration. We provide regular professional development. And then we have a designated facilitator to discuss data. This podcast was very interesting and beneficial to me as I pursue my career as a professional school counselor or a data coach or math coach. Being able to analyze and utilize and implement what I learned from student data to help improve students' performance and school-wide performance is important in my profession, in my position that I'm pursuing. And this podcast was very, very beneficial for that reason. Thank you.